A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Why did a 6th grade student show up to school with a gun and start shooting classmates? That's the question police in Rigby, Idaho are working to answer this morning.
You have that feeling of relief that your kid's okay, but someone wasn't safe. Someone did get hurt.
We are also hearing from more students who hid in their classrooms as soon as shots rang out. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, authorities say the 6th grader took a handgun out of her backpack and started firing at the school in Rigby just after 9 in the morning. Eventually, a teacher disarmed the girl, but not before two other students and a janitor sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The school did go into lockdown for about an hour, and one student, Bella Kinghorn, says she was plenty scared.
Me and my friends were, like, all crying and texting our moms and saying that what is going on right now, we were all very scared.
The school will remain closed today, although grief counselors are available for anyone who needs them. Prosecutors saying that the 6th grade girl could be facing 3 counts of attempted murder. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL has a team in Idaho, and we will continue to follow the developments on this story, including all the support now flooding into the small town of Rigby. We also hope to hear more about the teacher who helped bring the shooting to an end.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A tense bank hostage situation in St. Cloud, Minnesota is finally over. All 5 hostages safe and sound, and the suspect is in custody. ABC's Kenneth Moten has more.
Overnight, a dramatic end to an hours-long hostage situation in Minnesota. FBI agents and police rushing into this Wells Fargo bank to arrest the suspect. Seconds after a hostage appeared to free himself.
The suspect is charged with bank robbery and kidnapping.
A Fort Jackson trainee is in jail today after hijacking an elementary school bus with children on board. The 23-year-old boarded the bus yesterday morning with a rifle. He held the weapon to the bus driver's head and ordered him to drive. Several miles later, the driver was told to pull over and the children and driver were evacuated. Carolina Essenwine had a 4th grader on that bus.
I just started freaking out. Like, I didn't know what was going on. You hear all of this stuff in the news with people doing random shootings and kidnapping of kids and all this stuff. So I just started freaking out.
Jovan Collazo is charged with multiple counts, including kidnapping, armed robbery, and carjacking.
Police are investigating a TikTok video as a potential new lead in the case of a missing girl from Washington State. She's been missing for nearly 20 years.
This woman, interviewed in Mexico by a social media personality there, claimed she was kidnapped as a child and is now homeless and said she hopes her family comes to get her. Police say she resembles and claims to be close to the age of Sofia Juarez, who vanished 18 years ago. Police are now hoping to find this woman.
ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Authorities in South Jordan are warning about a couple of very aggressive magazine salesmen. We get the details from KSL TV's Mike Hedrick.
Every so often, a salesperson will come knocking at the door. They'll joke around. They're friendly, right? And why wouldn't they be? They're trying to sell you something. But about 30 seconds into the sales pitch, this young man trying to sell magazines, when he told him he was not interested, the male became very hostile. 2 racial slurs, a couple of offensive adjectives, and homophobic name-calling.
Police say because there was no direct threat and action from the salesman, there's really nothing they can do.
A 16-year-old boy from Midvale will be charged as an adult. He is accused of stabbing a woman to death after she told him to stop using racial slurs. Isaac Joseph Vigil is charged with murder, aggravated assault, and committing a violent offense in front of a child. The alleged attack took place on April 22nd when Melissa Wood told Vigil to stop being so disrespectful, according to charging documents.
University of Utah's class of 2021 got to hear from Donovan Mitchell as the keynote speaker at commencement last night. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the details. Mary?
Tim, Donovan Mitchell says this next year is the graduates' rookie year, in a way. The pandemic put everyone on the sidelines in the past year, he says, but now it's time for graduates to get back in the game.
So when the path gets harder, imagine the entire crowd of Vivint is cheering for you. Well, y'all know that energy in Vivint beats any other arena. That is the energy of Utah.
He talked about dealing with the pressure of growing up, how academics allowed him to play basketball. He also talked about not comparing through social media and finding mentorship opportunities in others. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The University of Utah awarded President Russell M. Nelson an honorary doctoral degree during commencement. Besides being president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he is also a world-renowned former heart surgeon. He was one of three honorary doctoral degree recipients during the all-virtual ceremony. Education advocate Hope Eccles and biotechnology pioneer William J. Rutter were the other two.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.